Prove about Taisus. Abraham had a very strong heart this morning. In Ram's first shot, the Gemara is talking about Karka, even though we didn't need the Tzushtal B'chal for Baba. But it was anyway the Karka goes back, because you don't have enough Rai B'chal. You don't have to aid in that. He was there 3 years, may have other Karka goes back, so that's you don't need a Baba. What is Rabbi Yeh doing for you? Rafa Nosa, Dumin Baalma, Amaisa, yes, in what Dimin is, Chari doesn't make any sense because Enish Baran Akfir Shivan Kais. There's no Shuva B'chal on Karaka. So, Hol Rabbi, Hol Erechad, Bimchayiv Yon Karaka, Bimchayiv Shuva. And let's say, potentially, Achashal Mishalim, that would be another reason why I have to give it back. Let's say, we overcome all the problems, and Kilu Erechad, Bimchayiv you. On the character, showing the character, and we have to give it back, etc. Yeah, but Enish Baran Karka anyway. So the whole Shua doesn't start, the whole Matar doesn't start, nothing starts to begin with.
Every level is
like the whole thing doesn't start. This just knocks out the whole thing. Just the whole thing doesn't start. Enish Baran Karka.
When are you swing on the pairs?
You here? I started off the share. I said, I feel the first Prat Nirishbam. I'm talking about the character. I want to just win the entire pair is.
One doesn't make any sense. Okay, fine.
Listen. So, that was his R, which is awesome horror. So, besides all the problems with Nirishbam, but this just like knocks out the whole thing to begin with. So, I have no idea what he's talking about. Okay. Now, Akbanim, let's talk about. We're mostly trying to learn the drama itself, talk about Paris.
That's why all we shouldn't seem to bring that shot, and they just go, they don't have a fundamental problem with the shot. They all seem to be at peace with it, but no, they just think.
Right, they even explain it that because the Gemara says, they feel they have to be matched, Gemara doesn't mean that, etc. Okay. So, there's something wrong with us, you mean? Right? You got it? So now, the Gemara said, "Hakapanim, Gemara Nav Min Hel B'Fir Baba." There's a Tzchiv Shvu over here, and classic Neshe En Yechol Shava Mishalim. For Kaisim Taima, Lehim the Bishvu, My Yom Di Chatvi, B'Migu Di Boy Amar Loi Chatafti. Yamigu, classic Migu. Yamigu, Chiteima Do Lechosh Migu. Imam Loi Chatafti, Hayichayv Shvu Deraisa. Loi, the Amorach is a bias. Amafkes. No, Chayr Teis is saying Pashtus. No, Teis understood. Even in the Kashu, when he asked the Kashu, Shmidem with the Migu, Abadi means they're going to swear Loi Chatafti with the Migu. Otherwise, something you're not done with the Migu. And that is asking, maybe as opposed to Ramban Grada, which maybe Mashma, not like that. The Kasha was even in the Kasha, Shmina with the Migu, was even without a Shua. But Taisus, let's say, the Chari Taisus is going, that even when he asked the Kasha, Shmina with the Migu, about he means you should swear, the Migu, you couldn't select Chatafti, and you'd have to swear. The Vadi, you have to swear, otherwise it's not a good Migu. That he understood. But Kasha is still, but if you would have to, if you would select Chatafti, you would have to show the Raisa. Sure, the Raisa is more common than Geshvua. The Hainu, like Gemara Shvua says, it's with all the props, you have the dim lights and the scary, you make a whole bunch of scary Zachen over there to, when he makes the Shvua. And to scare the guy off. So it's a scary type of shvua. A shvua deraisa. So Mela, it's not a good migu. That's what Chari was asking. Why? I'm from Meicha, it's a bash. I'm not like that. I'm not going to say it's Chavei Mishtar. Then we're going to say it's Chavei Mishtar. Then we're going to say it's Chavei Mishtar. The Yom HaNensu, the Yom HaNensu, so we see that this chilb, the Shvua Deraisa, and the Shvua Rabbanon, is not going to make the difference. Migu still in Neman to say to swear. Even though Chayri could have said that maybe in order, if that was the whole problem, there's differences in the Shavuos, you could have said, okay, the Shavuot of the Dichatfi, you're going to make it with the same Chumrah as the Shavuot of the Raisa.
And also, the end of being
going to
see the Raisa also, meaning when you're Shavuot over here, if you make him a false Shavuot,
no, we're not talking about again. I didn't say that when you over shul the banan is different than if you over shul the rice. I never said that, so I don't know why you're bringing that in.
But
I said
light.
Yes, yes, yes. That's hard. It's a more scary shul. Miu pirish berentam. The pirish shul the nansu hasam he made a banan. But mchayiv the shidur berentam. The shidur berentam a few places. That what's the answer over there? Shua is a shaymim. The very time hold the shua is a shaymim. The drayse of the shua is a shaymim is not when this might mix us together with the tain of the shaymim. But a stam shua of nansu by itself when there's no haydah b'chal on the part of the shaymer, that's only the rabbanon. The shua is nansu the house of mahundu him rabbanon the mechayv shu drayse filu b'nansu el heichadik haydah mixas that. Huge talks about that in Baba Kama, I think of Vav, whatever, I guess it's later also. That's many times. Mail over there, you have no right from there, Lagabe, Migu with the Shu the Raisa, to Shu the Shu Rabbanan, because they're both Rabbanan. Zog Tais is. Also Shapir. So according to him, Meal. If you bishop ben tam, bishop the nansu, the host of your bond. The blind mechayish the raisa for the nansu. Alech the gan haydo mixes also Shapir. Meal is no raya from there. That can mar. What?
So we no longer have a kasha, meaning the answer to this question.
The
raisa,
why did we answer
the first question? Asishapir. No, there was a weak. Right. Sorry. You're right. According to ben tam, we have no raya from there. They can make a meal by shvu the raisa. Meal over here. Since the shul the rice, okay, I'll stop it. Since it's not shul, because here the shul they would have been a shul the rice. But lech lemeimar nami the high lechoshem migu. Do I have a chutz lemeimar lechatfi? Makash is
saying,
yeah, obviously. So maybe you want to answer a different tarot. The reason why you're not named with a migu atu loichatfi because it's not a good migu. Why? Because Lechatvi is a Azza. The Hachar say, Oim Shem Shiyarash Leivis Lo Eidus, Eidu Balanaska, Don Paris Abayr, the Baldov Mehiman, Lameimar, Lidia Yisra Mirabisa. Maybe that he's worried about, if we'll say, Lechatvi. So then, and then the Baldov and the Echad will team up against him. And the apostle made this. So Mela, that's why it's not shmakatayna to say lech tafti. So Mela's not a good. It's not a good. It's not a good migu. It's not something that you want to do either because he's going to be machish deid or he's worried about kohen pasul. Tamashma di lav deid mechayev shvua hayipater. Pain al karchach b'migu. The lav b'migu, lav kol kamine lemeimar the dichatvi. Tok yikat treisad im mshalom ainin emelaymer the dichatvi. Zot ha'isus, he says mashm the gemara. If not for the fact that an aid is mchayev shvua, let's say do one in a parasha erech is mchayev shvua. So then the reason why be neman. He has to come on to the Migu. But still, this Echad's Meyed Shechataf.
What's the point of being
Meyed? One sec.
Why would he accept it?
He can't. What? Maybe he came in because there'll be another aid. I don't know, Kashem Maisa. The Echad's here. Like in the Mara 4. He brought one aid. They're hoping there'll be another aid will come. In the meantime, he brought one aid. This is Shem Matthias. He's not coming to aid to Mechai himself, right? Yeah. So it says mash from the Gemara that if the Rechel wasn't Mechayev Shvua, he'd be Nema. Why would it be Naaman? Not Migul. You can't say it's Naaman Stam. Why? Do you love Migul? Love the community? Let me have a dichatvi. In other words, this mean there's a problem of kol ma. And mainly, not nemo to say dichatfi. Somebody not nemo to say dichatfi, unless you have a migo. Because what if you're ma'ida, right? Vimoida, he grabbed it. You know, you're not going to say dichatfi, because kamash adachim meshloi. El ma'ini need a migul. El ma'ini need a migul. So if you need a migul, so you see, it is a good migul. See, it's not a good migul because the echad is the case where the echad is there. You don't want to be machish de echad. What all this for? And still we say you never. You see that it's not a problem with the migul. Again, where's Tay say? Where's a mashma? The Gemara says, "What liftere ikachat sada." Says instead, ikachat sada, meaning there's a chad. Tay says mashma the Gemara, yeah. That if the eid echo was not mechayev shvua, you would be nama. Where's the mashma? The only place where I think mashma. The Gemara says liftere. So Tais understands Ikhatsada is because it's Khatsad it's Mechayev Shvua. It's not so clear, right? Ikhatsada, you could have said, okay, Ikhatsada merely like you said, there's no Migul. You could have said that, right? I don't know, I'm not quite sure where Tais sees in the Gemara that the only problem, the whole sugi only starts because the Erecha is a Kerech to Mechayev Shvua.
Otherwise, why are you afraid to be Mechashim?
Tais explains. Tais says why? Tais two svaras why. Two svaras. Not only one, two svaras. One, you don't machish an aid.
That's not an issue.
No. Lekel meimar, because it's mashim the Gemara, it's only because of a shua, therefore it's lekel meimar. It's not lekel meimar be'etzem. Tais is a good svar. We can't say this because it's mashim the Gemara. The only problem over here is because Echad is mechayev shvua. But if Echad wasn't mechayev shvua, he'd be named with a migul. And don't tell me he's not without a migul, you need a migul. Because if two people, you're not naming against Kalma. But the whole reason why it's Lekal Meimar is because it's mashim the Gemara that. The reason why you're not naming over here is because Erech is mechayev shvua. I'm just trying to understand where is the mashma. The only place where the Gemara talks about that inyan is right there where the Gemara says lifterei, right? Ikachat sada. So Tais understands ikachat sada means chatzada. It's mechayev shvua. I'm just.
Maybe
say that. That's the next question. Let him swear. That's not necessarily mafchiach. And the second before that was al teshuah. Ikachat sada. There's no issue. Let him swear. It's not a right. Avad. We know that echad is mechayev shvua, but again, you understand what I'm saying? Yeah.
What would
have been the
sign to say not like
Tosfos?
What would the
Gemara
mean not like
Tosfos? Like, we just said, Tosfos said, it's not a bad Migul. It's not a good Migul. Top, Hakpan Teresa says, Akarchoch, mitzad the fact that you be machish and aid is not a problem. Mitzad the fact that they team up on you and mipasal is also not a factor. Baimari. So what's wrong? So why talk Holocaust or Duchta? Why don't you name with Amigo? Why don't you name with Amigo? Baimari. The Badai, the Moyai Eid Machayev Shvua. I name Amigo. The boy Amar Loichatfi. Shiachalah is Panov. Lachash is Eid. Beloy Shvua. Say an Echonami. Like Tais is going where he said till now. Had it not been that Echaz Machayev Shvua, then the fact that you're being Machash and Eid, no, Nishka Ferelch, it's not such a problem. The Machash Day. Machash Echad is not a problem. So that's already too much. With the shvua, that's already too much of a haza. That's mamish takes hazas, and that you wouldn't do. So meila, that's why according to your baba, you're not neman with the migu. Avakasha, he let the migu by time to have a shmul. The pligi perkonish by Rabbi Abba. Vopati benasa. The Gemara says there's a machlekes Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel say you don't say mitaych. Means not only the case over there, but even the case of Master Rabbi Abba. They'll say that that he's potter. Vahashda mai patri. Hapshita dein neman loymar didi chafi b'loy migu. Hooray! In the case of Baba, again, place is going, there's a kolma. Kolma shalishla, he's holding it. So no way that you grab it from him. There's no way you're never going to say that it was yours. It was his, by him. Kolma. Elma, you have to need some type of demonist to get to they should be believed on that. Elma, you need a migu. So that means the Rav Shmuel Zicha hold that there's good migu here. Some cane. So what's the?
What? Who's he asking?
He's asking the Ri. The Ri says that the reason why Rabba doesn't hold the amigo is because the amigo the hachasher is going machish day with the shua. So what is Rabbi Shmuel hold? That's good for machlekes. That's machlekes. Elamites pashit. The amigo is a good amigo. And there's a different issue over here in Machlokes Rav Shmuel, as the Rambam is going to explain. Now, Lamaisa, the Ramban, for example, just, you know, quotes the Ri, and, you know, leaves him good. I mean, the Ri also quotes the Ri and leaves him good. So, either way, we have to answer the Ri. The Ramban, now it's interesting, I had a discussion with Abraham whether or not whether Ramban is exactly asking Taisa Kasha or not. Because ik the kash like him the migu the boy am lech tati o men bishua. In time our team is playing them and el bishua ain't I'm a bamigu. So I thought he was the Ramban's asking that like not like I said in Taisis. In Taisis I said that was Pasha Taisis that the only tzadi we know in amigu is if you talk a swear. Otherwise, you don't have a migul. The Ramban, I thought maybe that he didn't mention anything about swearing with the migul when he asked the kasha. He just said you should be neman with the migul. You could have said didichatpi and chlam. You would have had to swear beside it. But you should be neman. Stop and say didichatpi. And that he says. From time kivin shlei neman el b'shvua einarim b'migul. Meaning, over there, if you would have had this, over there, if you were Tadi Khatvi, you would have had to swear. You can't be Naman, Tadi Khatvi, you can't be Naman, if you would have said, Loi Khatvi, then you would have had to swear. So you can't say, oh, this I could have said, Loi Khatvi, and I would have had to swear, I should be Naman now without a shvur. So up there. Harminon, the Hedya, Kabi Mafke, it's Khmer Bishtar. So here he wakes up, that's why I thought it sounded like that's good for maybe Shakataria. That okay, say it, you're right. See, if you would have said Loichat, you would have had to swear. Say it, you want to be my name, Loichat, Didichatfi. Fine, okay, so let him swear. It's not so clear that that's Shavataria, but it's certainly not clear that, what is it? Akapanim, whatever. The bottom line is, he still has this question, why don't you Neman with the Migu? You should swear. If you can't be with the Migu, you could have said, why can't you have to swear? Yeah, Mufakina Rabbanan, why mean Migu Hecha, look at the Kamakish Sadi, the Chotzim Inish, Nachush Sadi. Tigla doesn't even say that extra nature of shvur, because maybe gufa Well, we had an issue with Taisus, because Taisus says that's Pashit. Yeah, it's mashma the Gemara, the dafka, because erech is mechayev b'shul. Otherwise, you would be nema to machish day. And we said that we didn't quite see where Taisus saw it. The Ramban doesn't have that extra stage, the extra step in Taisus. He just said he quotes the Re, or wherever he's quoting. Yeah, this Teretz is that it's not a good migu because you want to be machish day. Right?
With the Shavuot?
He doesn't say the Shavuot. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe he
never had
another time. Maybe it's Pashit. The only time you're being
Machash and Eid
is with the
Shavuot. The Rabban is a master of words. Yeah? Every single word in the Rabban is Gecheshmin, as we've seen in this whole parak. Yeah? And the Rabban doesn't mention a word about the Shavuot, and he says that you're not known with the Migul to be Machash to Eid, if you don't want to be Machash to Eid. He doesn't say like Taisuv is, that you don't want to be Machash to Eid, also be Machash, and also with the Shavuot, then the Rabban's not saying that. And then it seemed to me that the Rabban felt at least there's no right from the Gemara. Yeah, and that is because what the man saying is that the problem with the migu is you don't want machash and aid. That's enough. Not going to machash and aid with the shvur. You don't want machash and aid. That's all he says. he has no hechrach from the Gemara that you have a migu against an aid. Because the only problem with the Gemara is only because the erech from chayav shvur. He doesn't see such a Gemara. He learns lifter ikachat sadi.
Tam, does he go up against aid?
Yes.
Without the
Shavuot. That's right. I don't see. Rabban doesn't say it. He's not saying it. Yeah. He doesn't go through that whole. The Taisus has to go through the whole process to prove that. Yeah. Rabban doesn't. The whole thing is missing. It's clearly missing the whole Rabban. I'm sorry. Now, so the question is: so what do you do with Taisus Kash? If they're saying there's a fundamental problem with the Migu over here? Yeah, everybody says a fundamental problem with the migul. Then what's Rav Nachman Shmuel? Just going to hold Matayich and say, what happened to Kolma? You need a migul. What happened to Kolma? Way we could ask the question. Do you need a migul? Oh,
what's the question?
Again, so, what does Rav Nachman Shmuel hold? How you never to say? If you don't know the problem with the migul, so why name this? Why name this? Say dichatvi against the erech. How you name? Say dichat. There's no migul. There's an echad here. You're not going to want to go against the erech. What's how you name it? The problem with how you name it? Why you need a migul? So there's two mahalchim over here in Achrayim that I know of. Maybe there's more. The Truma Zakri wants to say mechudish lekabshat, which a chayra. Doesn't really stigmatize us. That's one of the like really different types, but the way he stells it back is important. And that is like this. So he wants to say that maybe Taka, maybe you don't need a migul. Maybe you don't need a migul. There was no Eidim, Shechotaf. He says, the Dichatfi, but Taisus holds, you need a Migu. Yeah? Rabban says you need a Migu, right? You need a Migu. But he wants to say, maybe you don't need a Migu. To say the Dichatfi, you don't need a Migu. There's no Eidim. You know what I mean? Why? The Bava Chimimin and Nitva. The Isra Klal Cheskas Achaitiv, El Hechadik Eidim, the Chotav. The Oz Isra Cheskas, the Isra say, Bakar, Komach Yadar Shlei, he's holding it, it's his. It's his, he's never going to say that it's his. That's what he wants to say. Now, so the whole thing was saying, you need a Migul, he's saying, that's you don't need a Migul.
Again, what?
Elamai, what's
his?
What? He's saying it's his.
Is it? Yeah, grabbing is a problem. He always grabs a problem. The money that you grab me.
Correct.
So what is he all about that?
He's saying.
There's
Maybe it's only the mukhsar, it's not a raya, I don't know what. Now he's a mukhsar.
Maybe grabbing has
if I could explain why I grabbed it, I'm saying because it's a bit nichab, that's why I grabbed it. Maybe it's not a problem to grab. I don't know.
If I'm grabbing, it must be it's a raya, it's mine.
I didn't say that, but maybe.
It sounds like
chutzah for her. Maybe didn't say that. I don't know.
It's a big
chance. Yeah, for sure.
It's not just a technical thing.
No. He's saying a whole different thing. He's saying a whole different thing. Come on. But Meili says, what's it? Meili wants to say, so what's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel? So even Rav and Shmuel don't need amigos. What is the Machlokes he wants to say? Machlokes is like this. Rav and Shmuel that don't hold Mataych. Yeah, like he tells the back to Shai the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Yeah, see this part is important. What the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, whether he's saying Mataych or not. And this is going to come up in different Eifanim. He says, according to Rava, when he told Mataych, the Mshad is that the Shvuah is coming Lahakel al Nitzvah. Now the bad saying that Echad is Naman. Yeah, we'll see this in Ramban even more sharp, where there's Bam, Ramban brings down the Rivam that Erechad is Ramban means the Echad is Neman Shnayim Mamish. Rabban, the Erechad is Neman. Yeah, is Neman in general. Erechad is Neman on what is being mechayev of you. Elmai, the Torah gave you a way out to Shvua. That if you swear, you knock the Erechad out. But that's him calls me. You don't swear the Erechad. The Neman is the Erechad. That's the concept. The Mele, therefore, if you can't swear, you have to pay, because the Echad Betzim is Nema. That's what Rav Abba holds. Ram and Shmuel hold no. So the Shvuah Betzim is coming to be Megal. That is his Nusach, a nice Nusach. The Shvuah is coming to be Megal. Betzim, the Echad is Nema. You can get out of it by swearing. The Torah gave you an escape route. The escape route is to swear. So the Shvuah Betzim is coming to be is a Megal, you're not to be Machmer. Rav and Shmuel on the other hand hold that no, the Shvuah Pshat is the Shvuah is coming to Machmir. The Pshat, the Echad is not believed. The Shvuah is coming to be Machmir. The Hainu, that the Torah imposes a Shvuah upon you based on the Echad. Echad comes and says, you owe the money, so Torah is Mechayiv your Shvuah. Yeah? You have to swear. But they hold the mela, but that's only if you could swear. If you can't swear, then you don't have to pay. If I could swear, the Torah says you have to swear. If I can't swear, I can't swear. What am I supposed to do? Rav Abba holds that no, that's the Torah is mechayiv. Sell my way out. Say if you can't use your way out, so you have to pay. Because Batsim is a chiv. Rav and Shmuel hold that the Shvuah is being machmer the nitva. B'meila, if he can't. B'meila, to akaponim. It's like this.
One second.
So may like this. So. So whether or not you need Migo over here, Zakta Tumazakri, it's totally machlekes Ramish Mula Rabba. The Hainu. According to Rab and Shmuel, that the Erechad is not Neman Bachal, Elmai Stam is Mechayev Shvuah. So Meila, then you don't need a Migo. Again, if we accept his hanacha before, that when there's no aid, you don't need a migul. Again, like Mario said, with the whole business of knocking out the whole kolma, yeah, that even though it's a kolma, your mind that he took it from him, he mind that he had it, so the chari is a kolma, and he needs some of the guy to kolma. He says, no, I'm holding now, so I'm muchzik. However you want to explain that. So then, Mele, Benassi, as you want to say, Benassi, so Mele, only Rav Abba needs a migu, and Mel has a problem with a migu.
Why does
Rav
Abba need a migu again?
Because Rav Abba holds Erechaz Nemam. So you need a migu to go against Erechaz. To say the dicha chachatvi, you need a migu. Yeah? To Mela, he holds Erechaz Vishnayin, calls my own swear to Machashim. So Mela, if you want to say dicha, you need a migu. Then we say the migu, chushayach, you need a Shankin, fi Rav and Shmuel, there, the Erech is not Machayiv Bechal. Erech is not Nem Bechal. Erech is not Machayiv Shmuel. Erech is not Machayiv Shmuel. So Mela, as if, there's no Erech about him. It's had the Neman. There's no Erech. So Mela, you don't need a Migo. Now, just the problem is, though, it doesn't really fit in Taisus, because the Re himself, Loim by in the beginning of Taisus says you need a migul. The Re himself is mashma need a migul. I'm a Re. The Vadaim loy hayayed mechayev eshua. I never migul. One second. The loy hayayed mechayev eshua. I never migul. Right. But al hashda loim him in the shvoi de migul. It's mashma the Re. The betzim, you do need a migu. Im lo yoyeh mechayev eshvua, hoyinem b'migu. Yeah? Smash, the Re is going along with what Tei said in the beginning, that you always need a migu. Do you need a migu against Cholman? The Re is mechalev between if the Rechod is mechayev eshvua, the Rechod is not mechayev eshvua. Yeah? The Rechod is mechayev eshvua, then there's a problem with the migu. If they have a word mechayev eshvua, with taisalun in the Gemara, then we be nem with the migul. But you need the migul. It's clear in Taisus that even without an erechad, you need a migul. The whole Chumash Kri is mechadish to us that you don't need a migul when there's no erechad. You know, your maida, they took it. But there's no problem. The fact that your maida that was by him, and the chayes is kol ma. You don't need a migul against it. Right now you're holding it.
In the argument, the kol ma part of the
segment.
The taste and the
mashma.
Like,
the Re is mashma. Not like the dream of Sakri. In this, in that huge chiddush of the kol ma chiddush. The betzim you don't need a migul. The way he wants to answer for the Re. Yeah, Taisa asks Kasha. If Rav Abba holds the problem with Migu, so what does Rav and Shmuel do? They're not arguing whether it's Migu, whether you're not with Migu that Hashem. That's not the Machlokes, right? So what's the Machlokes? What's going on here? Elmai, it is a good Migu. It is a good Migu. What's trying Rav Abba? So he wants to say, no, you never need a Migu. You only need a Migu if you're Rav, not if you're Shmuel. You only need a Rav Abba, not if you're Rav and Shmuel. That's his connection. The only time you need Migu is if there's an Erechar over here. The Erechad is saying something. The Erechad is not saying anything. They don't need a migul. But that's what Chayyash read. In the Re itself, it's like Ahed Yitaisvus. They do need a migul. He just says that now that Erechad has been Mechayev Shvua, Memela, it's not a good migul. But if Erechad wasn't Mechayev Shvua, it is a good migul. Yeah? But Mashmi, you need a migul. It's a good migul, but you need a migul. So in that, even the Re himself, when Taiz before, the whole Taiz before the Re, obviously assumed that you need a Migu. He said, because when Tuayim come, you're not Naman to say, it means you need a Migu. You're not going against Taiz, you need a Migu. But, so he could have said, we didn't hold it at Fidit Trumas Kri. But even the Re, I mean, we died. Even the Re is Mabur. That bad Sam, there was a need for a migul.
It seems to be against all Rishayim. Rabban also says you need a migul.
Yes. Yeah, but the Rabban, I don't think we saw Farish. So that's an excuse again. The Rabban does quote to me without slugging him up. The Rabban does quote to me without slugging him up. So the Rabban, I don't know if it's Farish. I have to look at it again, but I don't think the Rabban said to me with it that you need a migul. Okay. I don't know if it's against Old Rishayim. That's what I was fine with Cheski this morning, whether it's he was saying Old Rishayim, blah, blah, blah. So I said, I'm not sure that I wasn't so sure the Ramban who that's what we're going in. So, but in the Rido, and afterwards I looked again, looked at it, I said, the Rido is first, that the Chayyar that.
Read Taisa
Soshban,
at least on
the
page.
Fine, no more than that. I'm saying, but the Truman's Priest is trying to explain the Rido, he's trying to explain the answer is Kash on the Rido. So therefore it's fair. The Stipler has different Mahalach over here. The answer the Rido.
Now
it
doesn't look like it's
Marai. What?
Come to answer.
Answer the Taisa Kash on the Rido, if the Rido is saying, the Hir Rabba, there's a problem with the Miku, because he wouldn't be machish the aid with the Shvua. So then we want to know, so what is Ram and Shmuel? So how does Ram and Shmuel get around it? So the outline of the Mahal and the Stifler is, if you're Ram and Shmuel, it's going to be a Pesha Asr. The goal is we're going to try to do over here, is to say that if you Rav and Shmuel, it's a Pesha Asr. If you Rav Abba, it's a Migu. And Mamela, if it's a Migu, then we say it's a Migu. It's a problem with a Migu. It's a Migu, to be Machish, with the Shmuel, you wouldn't do that. But Pesha Asr, we're not so worried about that. Assuming that Pesha Asr is fundamentally different than Migu, and it goes through all the rayas that we've discussed over time. Taisa has been, you know, Pesha Asr Makam Eidim, Taisa Baba Kama, which we discussed, right? Just again more recently, that Pesha Asr made Taisa Baba Kama Mashmah helps Makam Eidim. And why? Because it's a fundamental difference. Migu is just a raya. Or Tain, or whatever it is, but that doesn't help against the Eidim. Shengi Pesh Asr, his nuskha is not like what we said from the Feger, his nuskha is that since we only know, you know, the problem from you, so male, we have to believe you whatever you say. So it doesn't make a difference if I wouldn't have wanted to say that Taina. It doesn't make a difference. Sef Kosaif, since we, you know, you started up the only thing we know is any problems from you, so male, that's Machayev us to believe you. So again, there's not new ideas, but what's going to be new is to figure out how Lefi Rav and Shmuel it's a Pesh Asr, and therefore Rav and Shmuel is not worried about the Riz problem with the Migul, and Lefi Rav Abba it's going to be a Migul, and therefore there is a problem. That's the outline of the Stipler. Yeah.
We're not saying this is the case of his
one.
What?
We're talking about it.
Yeah, then how's the Pesh Asr?
I just gave you the outline. I said, we're going to have to figure out now why Lefi, Rav, and Shmuel it's a Pesha Asr, and why Lefi, Rav, Abba it's a Migul. I outlined the goal. That is the goal. So if you let me talk, I'll try to explain that.
Now we got to get dirty.
What?
Now we got to get our hands dirty. Try to figure this out
for me. They're not there. So now, says the Stifler, like this, that so like this, what happens if Erecha comes and says Ruvain Shemadal's and Ruvain's mighty? Yeah, the shayla is: you have to come on to his Aida, Ruvain Mechayevin, or no? The Erecha is enough to Mechayevin. Meaning, says this type: the man da Amar we say Mitzvah Shnei Erecha Shalom Meshalim, right? So, according to that man, the Amar, if he's Maida, so he can't swear, so you so don't need his Aida. You don't need his Aida to Mechayim. You don't need his Aida to Mechayim. He'll be Chayim anyway. He'll be Chayim al Tzmetaych. He'll be Chayim because Erech is Mechayim Meshua. That's going to be Mechayim. You don't need his Aida to Mechayim. That's Basha, right?
Why is there no
Hodah? What?
Why is there no Hodah?
What?
There's no
Hodah.
He's Maida. You said there's no
Hodah. I didn't say there's no Hodah.
You don't need
Hodah. No, I didn't say you don't need Hodah. Because you don't need Hodah to Mechayim. You need Hodah to make that he can't swear.
What if he's quiet?
No. That's the point that has to be clarified. Because the only way, why can't he swear? It's only because there's Hodah. We do need Hodah. That's why I was careful in my words. And I said, you don't need a da to mechayev him Then it does, but then you made them that you hived the money. The Hidah could just say,
you can't swear.
And Meli Chayiv Mikayach the din of the Echa. Okay? It's true, this the Das Achiv also. The question is, do you need the Das Achiv? Mikayach. Mandam Mikayach. You don't need the Hidah to Mikayach. Yeah? Mashen came, according to Rav and Shmuel, that we don't say Mitaych. So you know you can't, in the case we can't swear, you don't have to pay. There's not, that echad is not mechayiv mammon ba'ayfin they can't swear. So now if he's moed to that echad, what's mechayiv him mammon? Not that echad. Even though he can't swear, that's not the fact he can't swear is not mechayiv mammon. What's mechayiv mammon is eidah. Yeah. Klar. So now. So now, by Nas the Rav Abba, yeah. So Kod Man the Amar, Mitar Shem Yochel Shav Mishale, and when so this guy's Maida, he was Chaytefit, right? So what's Mechayiv him? What's Mechayiv him? Is Haida that he was Chaytefit Mechayiv him? Or is it the echad that's mechayiv? According to Rav and Shmuel, what's mechayiv him? Heidah, and he was chatav, and he was meidah, he was chatav, right? What?
So what does
echad
do?
Nothing. Echad mechayiv shvuah, but if he can't, but what's mechayiv him over here is his heidah, the echad, right? So Mela. So now, see if we want it. He says in chatvi di chatvi, yeah. In chatvi di chatvi. So if you hold the metoich, yeah, then in order to be naman, he needs it's midin nigu, not midin pashasar. Because we don't need his Eidah. We don't need his Eidah to Mechayev him. You don't need his Eidah to Mechayev him. We're going to say Mitaych. So he wants to say in Chad di Chafi, the only way he should be Neman to them, if him to be Neman, he needs a Migu. Him to be Neman and say Dichatvi. Yeah? If you don't say Dichatvi, yeah? He's Maida Shechataf. Yeah? So what's the din? What's Machayev him? The Erecha. Erecha says Chataf. The Erecha here it says that's Machayev him to pay, right? If he's Maida Reid, he can't swear against Eid, he's to pay. So what's Machayev him? The Erecha. So now he wants to say no, the dichatvi. So he has to come up with a migu. It's not like he's instigating the whole thing.
Is he migu? So you trust him more than the aid?
If him bechlal to be neman, it's not a pesha aser. If what's mechayev him, yeah, this is the beauty of the stipler. If what's mechayev him is his aidah shechotav, because the aid is really worthless. Because hey, just mechayiv shmul. If you can't swear, then you just don't zel, go and get on life. So then, what's mechayiv him is his aidah. What's mechayiv when he says in chatvi? The in chatvi, what's mechayiv is only his aidah. Because the fact is that aidah against it, that's never mechayiv anything. Yes. Well, what's mechayiv in bechal over here? In chatvi, nu in chatvi, the di chatvi. His Peshasa. He could have said, Lechatat. Lechatri. Right? So he has a Peshasa. What's mechayiv in bechal? He says that he shechata. No, he says in chatmi dichatmi peshasar. So therefore, Rav and Shmuel is not worried about Rav and Shmuel. It says that he's neman. Yeah, he's neman on the dichatmi is because there's a peshasar over here. Because the erecha is worthless. The erecha is meaningless. The erecha is not mechayiv bechal. So meila, what's mechayiv is his eidah. So that's peshasar. What's mechayim b'chal is his eidah. That's pashasar. Mashen came lefi Rav Abba. Derechod shneimol is something. Derechod is mechayim b'tayich. M'tach shechod shav m'shalim. If you can't swear, you have to pay. Yeah. So it means derechod is mechayim d'mamin. Derechod is mechayim d'mamin. Yeah. When you say in chatvi. So all that is going to do is make it that you can't swear, right? But the chiyuv mamon is you're not being married to the chiyuv mamon b'chlal. So meila, if you want to say in chatvi di chatvi, so the only way they should be neman, they should be neman is only with a migul, because the in chatvi we don't need you on the in chatvi. We have the erechad, we have this big strong erechad that's saying it was chataf. So Mela, if you'd be able to say Didi Khatfi, you need a migul. That the Rebbe says it's not a good migul. It's a lousy migul. Because you wouldn't want to swear. You wouldn't want to say Loi Khatfi to swear against an Erechad. To swear the Machsh Erechad with the Shvua, you wouldn't want to do it. It's a lousy migul. But you need a migul. And there's a lousy migul. Rav and Shmuel Gufa because they don't hold Matayik. Machlaik is not whether he held a Migo or not, yeah? No one ever said that. Of course not. Machlaik is a Matayik. Not the cycle, but a byproduct of Machlaik is a Matayik is a Machlaik is whether it's a Migo Pashasa.
And the Rebbe wouldn't hold of, the reason the Rebbe wouldn't hold of a Migo being.
He says not good migul. To be neman that the di chatfi, the migul could have said loy chatfi. It's not good migul.
What? You
would
be
machish
to one aid.
Yes, you would be machish the aid with the shvur. So therefore, you don't have good migul. If you know,
so because he's one who's being
mechayiv,
not the
hotel. No, that's why you need. That's why we need to be machish him. That's why you need to deal with him.
Wouldn't work.
And migul doesn't work. It's a lousy migul. You wouldn't want to do it. That's how we learn the machlokes. Look, the Tais weiter. So Tais didn't like this. Tais says that what? Tais says we got a problem. That if Rav Abba doesn't hold an amigos, what's Rav Shmuel do? Elamai, kach nir my spiritual yivam. If I have a migul, so really everyone holds mitzad the migul is good migul. There's no worry to machsh eid al deshvur. That's not something that's going to stop you mitzad hilchas migul. The meaning of your rabba, it's a good migul. Lahachi pat rabba shmul the nem b'shvur b'migul the bayam b'loy chatvi. Rav Abba sabar afgav islay migul chay. The chivon ika echad amchayev oyishvur min atayra kachu hadin shigish balachas eid oyishali ve'ein moyloi migu lifter. Zavdiri pam that the reason that's again mitzad hilchas migu the migu is a fine migu. The reason why you're not neman is. Because what they're saying is for the same reason why we say mitaych, yeah. For that same reason, you're not going to migul. Meaning, when he says when the Torah says that echz mechayev the echz mechayev eshua, the pshat is what Rav Abba understands from that is Rav Abba understands from that is the Torah is telling me either swear or pay. Either swear or pay. Afgav this lay migul chayev chiv nikach echa and chayev shum atara kach vadin she yish balachar zayid or yishale. The din of the shvua is not that stam we put a matla shvua on you, which is what Rav and Shmuel hold. Stam a matla shvua on you, male, if you can't swear, you don't have to pay. No. The gather of the chiyuv shvua is not stam chiyuv shvua. The pshat is the mechayev you that to either swear or pay. The mechayev is either swear or pay. So meila, if that's the gather of chiyuv, either swear or pay. So then Zokar v'Abba, it's included in that the migos anema. The Torah will give you two options. The echad either swear or pay. Male, if you're not going to swear or pay, then an amigu that says, "Oh, I should be nemen against that echad," that's not an option. Once an echad comes present, you have two options: either swear or pay. Now, what does Rabbi Shmuel hold? So, because Rabbi Shmuel holds, then no, the when the Torah says, there's no din mitarich. Right? I mean, the Torah never says swear or pay. The Torah stam says you have to swear. That means that pshat is you could say maybe it's along the lines of the Shema Zakri whatever that is an echad really being naman or is an echad not being naman? Rav Abba says when the Torah says either swear or pay, pshat is that. The Torah is saying swear, there pshat is echad neman. If you have to swear or pay, those are the two options. The Torah says to get rid of the man today. Hashem came. Rav and Shmuel says no. Stop it. The echad is mechayev shvua. You don't swear. You don't have to pay. Yeah. So an echad stam mechayev shvua. You know, you have to say maybe before you have to find the Baal Bayit, you have to do something, you have to swear. Yeah? The male though, if you have an emunus of amigu, maybe that's enough. We don't take the erechot so seriously. Erech is not neman. Right? Erech is not really neman. Rav Abba holds erech is neman. He said either swear or pay. The male amigo is not neman. The Torah is giving a strong emunah that erech. Either swear or pay. Maybe not. Hashem can Rav and Shmuel hold that no erech is not neman b'chlal. Erech is mechayev shvua. Stam Torah says you have to swear. The male Rav and emunah. If I have a migu, the male could be there. Pat me from the shvur. If I'm believed, then there's no mokum for shvur. If I'm believed, I shake it around the shvur. No, echad's believed, and echad can mechayiv mamon the shvur. The male, we say those are the two options, and there's no option of migu. Now, what we have to answer. I won't answer now. So what about the Gemara in the Marcus Abayas? What about over there? There you are now with the Migu. Alright.